event was attended by religious leaders from a variety of faiths, like Reverend Dr. Bernice Powell Jackson, who sees hope for the peace movement. She's president of the North America World Council of Churches and is pastor of First United Church in Tampa.
We come together today to say violence is never the answer, that war is never the answer, and that establishing peace is the surest path to victory over hate of all kinds. 10 years ago, in the weeks after 9/11, and as our nation headed towards war, 4,000 United States interfaith leaders signed a statement which they entitled, "Deny Them Their Victory." They were trying to slow down the momentum to war, even amidst the pain of loss and the insecurity which many were feeling.
Following the attacks on the Twin Towers in New York City, there has been a movement to have a memorial to the lives lost, and that memorial opened yesterday on the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. Already in Washington, D.C., there exist a number of monuments and memorials to soldiers that have fought in World War II, Vietnam, and more. But Michael Knox is proposing that the nation's capital also considers building a memorial for peace.
We have a long history of patriotic citizens who have spoken out against one or more wars, and it is socially acceptable to speak out against war. Both sides need to be heard. Those sides that are saying there's justification for war and those that are suggesting peaceful alternatives to war. So we want to honor the people who have spoken out against war in this country and who have proposed peaceful alternatives to war.
Knox noted that the mainstream media often treats soldiers as heroes and frames discussions to be mostly favorable to American military actions overseas. But when he said this, a woman pointed her finger at him and shouted out that the only reason he is able to say such things is because her son died fighting in a war to protect his right to free speech. Knox then refuted her claim.
The Revolutionary War gave us freedoms that we wouldn't have had without the Revolutionary War, and that they gave freedoms of speech and right to assembly, things that currently are in jeopardy by our government's response. The response of the U.S. government to 9/11 has not only been war, but it's been restriction of personal liberties, civil liberties of our citizens. And so we are in more danger now than ever before of losing those rights, and the military has nothing to do with protecting those rights.
But if I had my way, things would be different. Danger wouldn't come from a sky of blue.
Following the live musical and poetic performances, members from Muslim, Buddhist, Christian, and Unitarian faiths gathered behind the theater to light candles and gather in prayer by the river to show solidarity and peace. Reporting from downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.
My way.